Good morning. Welcome to the Forgotten Word. Once again, this is Bob Wise with Forgotten Word Ministries. And today we've reached a little bit of a milestone with the program. Today is our 150th radio program. Seems like it's, gosh, only been, you know, a couple of weeks when we started. About 150 programs as of this program today. And we just want to give all the glory to the Lord, to God, Jesus, and also to the Holy Spirit for helping us with our program, our messages. Our prayer has certainly been that you have learned something, you have been educated in some way towards some of the falsehoods that's in the churches, some of the people that are teaching these things, but also that you've learned some other things. We've tried to throw in some messages of just encouragement and learning different things. And so our prayer is that there's some of you out there have really gotten something good from our messages. That was certainly the goal when the Lord asked us to start doing these. That was my prayer, is that if we're going to do this, then please let it be pleasing to you, Lord, but also that it would be a help to the people that are hearing it. And that's just what our prayer has always been, that it would be pleasing to the Lord of the work we do for Him, but also that someone out there would hear what we're saying and learn from it. Whether it's learning something from the Bible or learning about some of the falsehoods that are being taught so that they can make sure that they stay away from that kind of a thing. Leading people to Christ is our most important goal, naturally, but also leading people away from the falsehoods is also very important for us. The Lord told us that in His Word that we're to search the Scriptures daily to make sure that they align, the messages that are being taught align with the Scriptures. And when we see stuff that's contrary to what the Scripture teaches, it's our duty to let you know about it so that you don't fall into the trap of what some of these people are teaching. And that's what we've tried to do. We hope that we can continue to do this for many, many more programs. But today is the 150th program, and we're so grateful to God that we could be a vessel that He could use to transmit these messages for Him. And we just were humbled by the fact of knowing that God chose us. God chose me to share this with you, and that that some people have heard it. We've gotten emails from people telling us that they listen to the program and they really have been able to learn from it. And that's just the most gratifying thing that we can hear, is that someone heard something that helped them, something we said that helped them. And that's just so vital that's what is being heard. And we know we sometimes get a little excited. Sometimes we get a little upset with some of the stuff. But it's such a heartbreaking, how do I say this? It's a heartbreaking ministry in a lot of ways. We do so much research, and we see so much false teachings, so many falsehoods, so many preachers that are taking advantage of the people, that it becomes so heartbreaking that sometimes it feels like an awfully big weight. And so we have to stop ourselves. And I have to tell the Lord, I need your help to take some of this burden off my shoulders, because if I let it get me down too much, it can get very depressing seeing what's going on out there in this world. And so praise the Lord. He's helped me every time I've ever asked Him. He's always helped me to be able to stand up under the pressure, stand up under the negativity of what we see so much. There's so many good preachers out there, and there's so many wonderful messages about the love of the Lord and salvation. And it's so great to hear these and to see them. But there's also so many falsehoods out there, and it's becoming more and more every day, unfortunately. And so it's a struggle to maintain sometimes that positive attitude that we have to maintain. But we do, but only by the grace and the love and the help of the Lord Himself and the Holy Spirit. It's the only way we could do it. But we just want to say that we're so thankful that we can let you know that God loves you, the Lord Jesus loves you, the Holy Spirit loves you and is here to help you. We're just so grateful to be able to do this. It's something that I never ever dreamed would ever be a possibility in my life. It's certainly, it's just not something I ever thought I'd be able to do. Number one, because I didn't think I was capable, but that was my mistake for forgetting that I am not capable, but with the help of the Lord, anything is possible, and I'm a living testimony of that, folks, believe me. Without the Lord's help, I couldn't do what I'm doing. And I also didn't think I could make an impact on anybody's life, and that also has proven to be false. It has made an impact on some people's lives, and it's such a humbling experience to know that something I said helped somebody to realize what they were in the midst of and to be able to get away from it and to turn to the true God of the Bible, Jehovah. And that's just, it's just so hard to believe. It's something that every Christian, especially preachers, want to see happen. You want to lead people to Christ. You want to help people. And sometimes you don't hear about the ones you're helping. It's when you do, it just helps to reinforce everything that I'm doing. The Lord has been so gracious to us, and we hope to you and pray that he will be to you. It's almost the end of the year. We're going to have a new year starting in just a few more days. And it'll be another year, 2013. And, the old calendar starts over again. I guess to most of our lives, it's another day forward. But we certainly look with anticipation towards finishing out the rest of this year with you next week. And then being able to continue to come to you in 2013. We've been praying about what to do as far as the types of messages, and the Lord's put it on our hearts to continue doing the things we're doing, but maybe add a few more teachings to what we're doing. And that's something that we're going to do simply because we feel like that's what the Lord told us. And if the Lord says jump, I suggest you jump, not turn and run away. So that's really what our goal for next year is, to continue on with the messages, to do a few more teaching types of messages, but also to continue on, like I said, in the vein of making sure that we can do everything we can to alert you of the falsehoods that are being taught, the people who are teaching them, so you can make sure that you don't get caught in their web of deceit. And that's just so important to us. We see so many people that are caught up in just some of this craziness, and it's sad. We watch their lives fall apart right around them, and they don't know what's going on. They feel like they're guilty because they're not praying enough, or they're not believing enough. And really all it is that these men and women out there are teaching them the wrong things, leading them astray. And of course, when they're astray, they get lost. And that's what we're seeing. So we're so glad to have been a part of your lives for the last 150 programs. We hope to have many more hundreds coming your way. We hope that you'll stay with us, that you'll tell your friends and loved ones to tune in, to listen to us. Visit our website at www.forgottenword.org, or email us at fwmfrankwilliammary@adams.net, fwm@adams.net. Let us know if you got questions, suggestions, something you'd like to hear us talk on. We certainly will welcome that. And we will do some research, and we will discuss it and talk with about it on the air. And we hope to one day in the not-too-distant future get our system set up to where we can, get a phone calls if someone wants to call in and ask a question, that kind of thing. And so we got a lot of plans that the Lord is guiding us on. We're not out there sitting in rooms trying to come up with all these great ideas. I'm the type of person that I ask the Lord to help me, and then I wait on His answer. And that's how we operate, and we hope that's how you operate your life. It's vital that the Lord is in charge of your life, in charge of my life. So once again, we're just so glad that you could join us these last 150 programs. We pray you'll continue to listen to us, that you'll tell your friends and family to tune in, to listen to us. If you don't get our monthly newsletter and our updates throughout the month, we welcome you to go to the website. Again, it's www.forgottenword.org. Sign up for the newsletter. We'll email you that thing every time we send one out. Kind of keeps you more up to date on what's going on. New articles on the website, different things like that that you can go to and read and learn from. Right now, we're getting really close to 500 articles, I believe. So there's just a lot of information there. There's links to other organizations that do similar things to what we do. I mean, there's just a wealth of knowledge on that website that we believe will be very, very helpful for you. And, we welcome you to go take a look at it all and see what's there. We also would, and we don't do this very often, praise God we don't, but we'd also like to ask you, if you are blessed by what we do, by what you hear on the radio, that you would consider sending a small donation. We don't ask for big money from anybody, but a little bit would help us to be able to buy the new equipment we need every once in a while, and to help pay for the expenses of our mailing program, which is not real expensive, but it does add up. There's a lot of cost involved in what we do, but the bulk of it we take care of ourselves. But we would certainly welcome any donation that you feel like you'd want to share with us. And you can send that to us. You can get our address off of our internet site, forgottenword.org. Tells you right where you can send a donation. We would certainly appreciate any help we can get. Like I said, there's a lot of expenses involved in the email program. We purchase that from a company that does the email program things for us. And, with the internet site and the hosting and all the different things, it does get a little expensive. And we can certainly welcome your help. We're self-supporting in the financially, meaning that we don't have churches that help us or anything else. It's just us and listeners like you that feel like we're doing a job, we're doing a service for the Lord, and that you'd like to be a part of it. So we certainly welcome your help. But whether or not financially you help us or not, we still covet your prayers. We ask each of you to pray for us every day, to hold us up in prayer to the Lord, that we would say the right things and do the right things that would glorify the Lord. We love each one of you. I wish I knew all of you personally. Unfortunately, I don't, but don't hesitate to email and drop us a line. Let us know who you are. Send us a picture. Let us know who we're talking with. Again, we love you. We want to thank each one of you, and we'll see you again Monday. God bless you.